Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Black Friday shopping is underway. KYW's John McDevitt was out pre-dawn in Delaware County.
The doors here at Kohl's opened at 5 a.m. on the dot, and about 100 or so shoppers were lined up there waiting to get those Black Friday bargains. Kohl's did something new this year. The first 200 customers at each of its stores get a game card. Each one has a code for a prize of some sort, like a gift card or Kohl's cash. Among the first to enter this store, Tamara from Ridley.
Do you have a plan today?
Yes, I have planned for here, and then there's two other stores that I have to hit before 7 a.m.
Which one?
Walmart and Macy's.
What are you looking for? What do you think like is going to be the most popular items?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but I do know I came for like a knife set, some towels, and like sheets and stuff like that, and then my sister for some toys for the kids.
Most malls in the area open at 6 a.m. A lot of other stores open later than that. And according to some annual holiday retail shopping surveys, record numbers of people will be shopping this weekend, including Cyber Monday. And today, Black Friday, of course, expected to be the busiest day of all. A Deloitte survey says 4 in 10 Philadelphians feel that their financial situation is worse than last year. And the average amount of presents planned to be purchased will be 10 versus 19 from last year.
For a lot of us, the day after Thanksgiving tends to be leftover day. KYW's Hadass Kuznets spoke with folks about how they plan to eat the turkey left behind.
James Frazier of Newtown Bucks County says all he needs to refresh those Thanksgiving leftovers over the weekend is some bread.
Turkey sandwiches, and more turkey sandwiches.
Rebecca Crane of Brewery Town agrees.
Sandwiches, turkey sandwiches.
And if there are a lot of leftovers, Frazier says he likes to get creative.
Turkey and stuffing sandwiches, or turkey and green bean sandwiches, and any variation of a turkey sandwich with other things will basically be my dinner from there on out.
Crane says it's okay if you don't have the bread.
And you know what? Not get too fancy. Just heat it up as is and go from there.
How long do your leftovers last you?
Normally until the following Monday, so maybe 3-4 days tops.
About 2 days.
And then by the end of that weekend, I'm through with Thanksgiving at that point.
Crane says even though she hosted Thanksgiving, she's planning on cooking another feast later this weekend.
We're going to tailgate on Sunday for the Eagles.
So that's more food again.
Correct.
A Philadelphia tradition is back just in time for Small Business Saturday, the annual shopping holiday meant to give local businesses a boost. KYW's Antoinette Lee tells us the Christmas Village is open for business in Love Park.
The options this year are endless for folks looking to shop local, with more than 100 vendors set up around City Hall. There's jewelry, art, food, delicious hot drinks, and a carousel for the kids.
When you shop locally, you're really supporting and keeping the money not only in the city, but you're keeping it in the state.
Charisse McGill is the owner of French Toast Bites.
When you support me, you're supporting the next generation of entrepreneurs, next generation of food professionals in this town.
While French Toast Bites is a longtime Philly favorite of the market, there are also plenty of newcomers like Golden Water Co. Chartel Finlatter is the owner.
So we are a boutique online soapery based here in Philadelphia.
If soap wasn't on your Christmas list before, it will be after you see her colorful soap bars.
One of my favorite soaps to make is one called Refresh, and it's a happy accident. And it's marbled, taking advantage of that process.
Christmas Village is open Small Business Saturday and every day until Christmas Eve.
Officials in Camden are celebrating as the unemployment rate in both the city and county have hit all-time lows. Here's KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
It was just 2 years ago when COVID sent millions in the country to the unemployment line, and nearly 25% of Camden's workforce was without a job. But it's bounced back and then some in Camden County as well. Commissioner Director Luke Capelli says in September the unemployment rate was 5.5% and the county rate was 3%, both all-time lows.
And really the bottom line is that Camden County is hotter than ever to build and grow in. We have a very dedicated workforce, and also due to our location, I think we have a lot of residents who are able to find work And we're very happy that the economy is moving in this direction.
He says companies are growing and expanding, especially healthcare institutions such as Jefferson Cooper and Virtua, making the county a destination for workers and people seeking top-notch medical care, which also helps the local economy in many ways.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.